Another good news story we haven't got to today is that it's going to be capacity crowds allowed for week one and beyond of the NBL season. In fact, John Cain Arena is going to be 100% capacity for Melbourne United games. And if you want to get your tickets, they're about to go on sale in about half an hour from now. In fact, 3 o'clock today, I'm told, at tickertech.com.au if you want to buy a Melbourne United ticket for the first three home games that will go on sale. The ticketing not known beyond that because there's a little bit of a fixture wait on what happens beyond that. But Mason Peatling's been good enough to join me. Melbourne United young gun. We're in the middle of the NBL Blitz. If you haven't been watching it, it is live on KO, so you can check out all the games on KO live, and you can check out the throwdown light between Melbourne United and South East Melbourne Phoenix Sunday afternoon, if you like. I think the doors might even be open at the Melbourne Sports Centre. Let's find out if they are. Mason, thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming back on the program.
Yeah, pleasure, mate. Last time I was on, I think we were talking about Delhi, so hopefully it's a good omen again.
Well, I thought you were banned, given you told us on that program that Matthew Dellavedova was joining you ahead of the official announcement.
There was no ban. Unfortunately, I was at a team luncheon, and Coach Vickerman had told the room. And so once the room was told, I thought we were good to go, but clearly not.
It was funny from our end, but you did tell our audience, and what an exciting time it has been since then, knowing that Matthew Dellavedova is joining Melbourne United. And it was great for the Sporting Globe to lend you to us for that moment in the middle of their private function. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Blitz. If you like, yes, you've been a little rusty, you guys.
Yeah, it hasn't started as we would have liked, but I guess we've got a lot of new pieces coming in, and we're just taking it one game at a time and figuring out, getting all the wrinkles out. So, I mean, a lot of experienced guys coming back, but also meshing in the new players as well. I think we're getting better each game, and it'll be a good chance to see where we're at this weekend against the Phoenix.
So you started the last couple of games. I think you had, in the last game against Illawarra, 12 points in your 22 minutes, 8 rebounds. So you've been going quite well. You must be reasonably happy with your form.
I'm just happy to sort of play my part for the team, and this year I've had some increased minutes, especially the last few Blitz games. We'll see as the season progresses, you know, what I need to do for the team to help succeed. We'll see, but hopefully we can get a win on Sunday and then take it through to the regular season.
So are you going to be closer to your very best lineup, or exactly how you might actually start the season, the proper season, this Sunday when you take on South East Melbourne Phoenix in the final Blitz game? I noticed that, I think a couple of games ago in the Blitz, you had 13 players get court time. So what's going to happen against the South East Melbourne Phoenix on Sunday?
Yeah, I think this game will probably be, since it's the last one in the lead-up to the actual regular season, it'll be probably the most serious one, and guys are getting close to game-like minutes in terms of what they would see in the regular season. It's been a good opportunity to ramp up some guys slowly, like guys like Chris and Delhi that have, you know, had a big Olympics campaign. They've sort of needed the extra time, the extra couple of games to ramp it up. But it also gives the young guys an opportunity to see where they're at and how they can help us as the season prolongs. So it's been great.
So are you expecting to start Sunday and also start for the season proper? Will it be Delhi, Joe Luala-Tuil, Chris Golding, Agata, and yourself?
I'd imagine so. That's the lineup that's been... and we are wearing the blue shirts in practice, but things can change in a couple of weeks. But for this Sunday, I'm pretty sure that would be what it looks like.
Will it get a little serious, the throwdown light, if you like, Sunday? They are a rival of yours, and I presume you don't want to give them any confidence heading into the season proper?
I mean, it's going to be a serious game because, you know, both teams, I think we have a lot of respect for each other, but then also we're really competitive against each other too. Obviously, you know, it was a really hectic game 3 in the semi-finals last year where I think they had a 17-point lead at some stage, and so they would have looked back on that and thought, you know, what they should have done and probably could have got to the NBL finals. You know, we were glad to get through that game and then win the championship. But, it's definitely added to the rivalry, and it'll be a fun atmosphere this weekend, but also when we play them in the second round of the season.
Yeah, so it's your home game that second round of the season. So we're talking about tickets being on sale. That's Sunday, December 12th. So it won't be far until you play them again.
Yeah, it'll be our first home game of the season, and tickets are on sale at 3 o'clock today. And it'll be the when we play South East Melbourne in round two. That'll be the day we unveil our championship banner from last year too. So a lot of exciting things and a lot of exciting reasons to come to that game. First of three in a week, I believe.
So you're rubbing it in on that day just to let them know, double strength, that you won the championship.
We'd be rubbing it into whoever we happen to play on that day, and it just so happens to be the Phoenix. But all the more reason to get down as a Melbourne United fan, absolutely.
You're playing the Kings round one, your first game in the main season. And by the way, the season starts December 3. That's the opening night of the coming NBL season. But you play the Kings, who've also started a bit rusty, even though they've got a lot of injuries, the Kings. It's hard to know what we're going to get from them, even though they've sort of been looking good at times and average at other times during the Blitz.
I mean, yeah, all the, you know, you talk about the injuries, that adds a factor, but then also the new coach too. So their style of play has changed a little bit, and they'll be getting better every game that they play under a new head coach. So we're just going to have to be ready for anything. And, you know, it just so happens that their young guys have been playing really well in the Blitz. So we'll be really prepared for them to play out of their skin, and hopefully we can get the result we want.
Have you been asked to curb your external activity at all, Mason, given that New Zealand had a COVID scare? I think you played them just before their COVID scare as well. So is that scare still alive for all of you, given that you can pick it up and be out at any time?
I believe it's been we've been instructed that the NBL got some COVID guidelines in place, and it sort of depends on where you are in the country. Some teams that don't have the high level exposure risk don't have as many rules to follow. Being in Victoria, we're one of the highest level exposure risk sites. So we've got a couple more rules as players in Melbourne, and that'll be all the other teams that have relocated to Melbourne as well. So for the time being, that's going to exist. But whatever we have to do to prevent any COVID exposure for players in a game that are playing on each other, you know, that's just what we're going to have to do to get this season going.
I don't know if you watched NBL Overtime with Liam Santa Maria having a chat to Corey Homicide Williams about the form of Agata leading into your opening game and whether he's going to be what you need him to be. Have you seen the evolution of your new import around a guy like Matthew Dellavedova, who's also kind of finding his feet, but we know he's going to find his feet fairly quickly?
Yeah, I love Caleb's ability to get to the rim and also shoot the three ball. He's pretty easy to play with in that regard. He's a great scorer, and he's a really willing defender too. He plays with a lot of physicality, and that's something you don't want to have to, you know, convince your imports to come in and do. That's so great to play with a guy that's so willing to defend. And he's just going to continue to get better every game. We're sort of piecing it together between old and new from last season and to this year, and so making his life easier, it's going to go a long way, and I'm sure he'll be able to take the next few steps he wants to take to performing at a really high level for us.
And Joe Lualatul could be the next big thing, the way he's playing at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought he was the next big thing last year too. He was pretty incredible for us off the bench. And then now this year, being with some extra minutes, that gives him more of an opportunity to show what he's capable of, and hopefully that'll result in some more wins for our team, which would be fantastic.
Well, your next big thing from last year ended up going to the NBA, Jock Landale, so you've lost him, but I hope Joe Lualatul follows suit. We're talking to Mason Peatling, Melbourne United young gun. Hey, Mason, do you keep an eye on the NBA at all? I presume you do, given that you spend so much time in the States.
Yeah, I do, but I've probably taken much more of an interest in, you know, Josh Giddey's been doing so well this year, and also the Boomers doing so well at the Olympics. Watching each of those individual guys go on to their various teams has been a good thing to watch this year.
Just curious to know what you think about a couple of rules that people think that, football, AFL is the only thing that changes its rules, but basketball's made a couple of big changes in recent years. The deliberate clear path foul rule, I think, has been great. And this natural shooting motion rule the NBA has decided to bring in was a big change-up for a lot of players to get used to, and it seems to have worked, though.
Yeah, to me, it looks like a normal basketball game again. You know, those seats in that those arenas are pretty expensive, and to watch guys shoot free throws, it's a pretty premium price to pay. So anything that, you know, allows some speed into the game and for basketball to look like it's supposed to, I think it's a great addition to the game.
And would you be happy playing Christmas Day?
I like my Christmas Day, Dwayne. I've really enjoyed being back in Australia and being able to spend it with friends and family as necessary. So, to be honest, I'll enjoy it whilst I can get it. And when we eventually move there, you know, who knows how long it'll be, I'll wave the white flag. But until then, I'll just enjoy my Christmas with my family.
All right, I'll let you enjoy that, absolutely. Hey, before I let you go, anything else that's caught your eye in the Blitz? Everybody's been talking about the Jack Jumpers. They were demolished last night by Perth, by the way. So they're going to have an up and down start. But anything else out of the Blitz that has caught your eye?
I love our next star, Ariel Hukporti. I feel like he can dunk anything. He's going to be a really exciting player to watch this year. And hopefully our fans can get around him as well.
Yeah, the internationalisation of the next star rule that the NBL has, where you grab these kids from all over the world now. Initially, it was thought that it would only be American kids come over, but boy, has that been great for the competition. I agree with you wholeheartedly. In fact, every team just about has got a next star that's going to drag people through the gates. And let's hope you drag plenty through the gates as well. Tickets on sale, 3 o'clock today. If you're a Melbourne United fan or just a basketball fan, grab your tickets from ticketet.com.au. And again, it's 100% capacity back at John Cain Arena for the NBL this season. Mason, great to have you. I really appreciate your time, and let's hope we talk soon.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you.
Mason Petling, Melbourne United young star, and you can see Melbourne United's first 3 home games of the season, given that they are about to go on sale, but the fixture is still to be determined long-term, given the COVID situation and the travel situation facing the Perth Wildcats, who again looked pretty good last night after they've looked a little rusty so far in the Blitz until last night. We'll take a break, a couple of calls, still got a slab of Urban Myth, no alcohol pale ale to give it away, so we'll do that after the break. Stick around, a bit still to come, including hopefully Finn Callahan to join us. He's in a function right now, but he might be able to step out and have a chat to us. But your calls in the meantime, 1300 736 736.